Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
Phil.
He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
Phil.
He's a one boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pot and
my Boomer Geo coming alive from the Bill Ford Talk Studio. Yes, that's right. Boomer's best friend, Phil Sims, joining us in the Sims Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. And earlier,
Phil,
we were talking about Phil and his Phil. Promo code Phil.
Yes.
At the end of that commercial. So, Phil, I mean, I learned a lot about you in that Balance of Nature commercial. More about you than actually Balance of Nature, which was interesting. But yes, it's a great commercial, and it makes me want to go out and use promo code Phil.
Well, you know, I've been around Boomer too long, so it's all about me. So, I learned that from him.
Time out for a second. I didn't say anything. He's the one that started this whole thing.
I did was promote Balance of Nature.
Time out. Hold on. And then you come on here and take a shot at me, and I'm telling him, you better button it up, kid, because he's going to come in here hot and heavy, and I don't want you hot and heavy towards me. I want you to be happy said you are when you take Balance of Nature.
Well, okay, all right.
Do you even know what you said in that commercial? Do you even know what you said in that commercial?
What's that?
Do you even know what you said in that commercial?
Well, sure I do.
Taking Balance of Nature makes me feel happy.
There you go.
See, don't take it out of context. I know I'm doing the right things in life to try to overcome the fact that I played 15 years in the NFL, took a lot of hits, and worked with you. So
Jesus.
You know, and here's the other thing. Last week when I got off the phone, first off, I was watching a show this morning. I got in late last night. I got up because I wanted to be prepared and all that, and here we go into this. But that's another thing. I love Balance of Nature. That's why I did it, and I do take it every damn day, and it works. So there we go.
Okay,
but,
perfect.
So I get off the phone last week, and my wife says, should be nicer. You're just a little too... Don't get into all this stuff. Just talk about football. So I'm saying, maybe you're right, honey. I got to be careful. So I'm going to do that. So I wasn't watching the TV, I guess, when you guys started doing the Balance of Nature stuff. And so here we go. That's all I can say. Gio, I'm not sure if I'm coming in next week or the week after, but I'm coming in soon. I just can't wait to sit there and listen to you two talk.
Well, I mean,
I don't know, you know. Al did warn me that you two, what y'all did in this last, whatever, the last hour, so at least I was up on that.
All I have to say is we promoted Balance of Nature way more than us just reading the thing, and that's all. And we found it interesting that said it makes you, how happy it makes you. So we said we would like for you to take it right before you join us Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And then just the promo code thing is funny, though, when you listen to it.
It is. Phil. Okay, I'm not going to say it. Listen,
Phil.
It's like playing a football game, when you're really prepared and you play well, it makes you feel good. So it's the same thing with Balance of Nature. I'm doing the right thing. Okay?
All
so
right.
I'm trying
okay.
to take
okay.
care of this aging-ass body I've got going on here.
Okay.
Okay? And it's working.
All right, good. So, I'm glad. That means you're going to be around for a long time, and we can remain best friends. And we can't wait till October 20th when we come over to see you, and we know you're going to be happy that day, too. All right.
So, oh, yeah. Listen, I'm looking forward to you guys coming over. So it'll be great. I'm going to have some stuff ready for you, and we're going to – well, you know, we'll – the biggest thing is, what am I going to feed you? Because Al, you know, all he eats is like lettuce and stuff. I don't know
salmon.
What the hell he eats.
Like salmon.
No, he eats meat.
He likes salmon?
Yeah. He likes salmon, yeah.
Steak?
Okay.
Yeah, any kind of meat. I'm a meat eater.
He's a meat. He likes meat.
Well, Gio, I know you're a meat eater. I mean, look, you're half bear. So, you know, you got to.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's,
right.
It'll be good. It'll be good. And I got up this morning early. I did travel. I got in late last night on an airplane. Oof. And so I got up this morning, watched a little stuff, get ready for you guys. And I would say for the Giants and the Jets this week, it's not going to be easy. That's all I can say. And it's a big, broad stroke there, but it's real. New England coming to play the Jets. New England is not the team that we all expect them to be, a disaster. They're not. They're going to be tough to beat. And it's going to be, I would say this, just real quick, low-scoring game, could be just both teams are going to plod along a little bit and just hope they get the break or make the play that gives them advantage to see how it turns out. But I was impressed with watching New England the first two games, how they orchestrated the whole game, offense and defense together.
You know, right now they probably have one of the worst passing games in football. They do not throw the ball down the field. I know that
right.
Gerard Mayo has been talking about throwing the ball more down the field. I know Jacoby Brissett has been talking about throwing the ball more down the field. But quite frankly, I don't necessarily know that they have the offensive line to withstand a pass rush if the Jets can muster one up without Jermaine Johnson. So let me ask you this. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers this morning, and Aaron is getting rid of the ball in 2.4 seconds. Their pass protection's the best it's been in a long time, and it's actually the best in the NFL right now as we're talking about this. When you watch Aaron play right now, the way that he's playing, it's different than when he was playing in Green Bay because he doesn't have the movement, but the accuracy, the experience, and the arm strength all are there in spades.
Well, you know, he's just managing the game and the score and everything like that. That's what I think, watching him even with the last year in Green Bay, but also in both games this year. So being very careful, I thought he was a little more aggressive against Tennessee than he was the opening game of the year against San Francisco. So, and they broadened the offense a little bit. It took them a while to get into it, but they had more plays, more shots trying to get it down the field to make those big plays. And Aaron Rodgers is, and I've said it many times, I said it to you guys, he's a great game manager. He understands, and he's not going to take a chance, it looks like, with this offense and this football team, knowing the offense, what it can do to help the defense, and on, but the arm is still electric. It's unbelievably great. And I heard this all training camp from people that work with the Jets and saying, oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is throwing. I said, yeah, I know he throws it well. And they go, no, you don't know. He's really throwing it well. Okay. So, look, this will be a tough game against New England's defense. You know, many things. New England can rush the passer. They do everything on defense, Boomer. And you know that with Bill Belichick. It's a lot of movement. They blitz. They got every coverage in the world they'll use against you. And I'm sure the first thing they want to do against the Jets is stop the run. And and on offense, you are right. Jacoby Brissett, they are running the offense that was back in the 1960s. And they don't care. They're going to give it to Stevenson inside. He's going to try to smash it over. They are a good inside running football team. And then they bring in Antonio Gibson with the speed. It's like, he's in. Where's the ball going to go? He's going to take it outside and try to beat you with the speed. So, what New England's doing, I think, is really good. They're trying to match the offense with the defense. They know it's going to be a low-scoring game, and they're not afraid of playing that type of game. So I think that's what we'll see this weekend against the Jets.
And speaking of the running game with the Jets, there's certain guys that when you take a look at them at first, they jump off the screen. To me, Braylon Allen is one of those guys. I had heard about him, obviously. We'd seen him a little bit. But in these first couple of weeks, especially last week, I mean, he just looks like one of these studs. And I look for them to include him even more in the offense.
Am I overrating him a bit, or do you see a special nature to the way that he is built and the way that he runs, too?
Well, he's got everything. You know, he's a big dude. That's what they wanted when they drafted him. I didn't even look at him before the draft, and I watched him after the draft and went, wow, I can see why the Jets got him, because he's, I think every team needs that power back that can run inside and get tough yards and push the pile and all that stuff. And, of course, it helps your football team. So you got that, and you got Breece Hall, who's kind of just kind of what I said about New England. It's the same thing about the Jets. They got two different type of runners, and I think you need that in the NFL now. And I think your assessment, Gio, is right. I think he can looks like he could be special. I know they were excited when they drafted him, and I just kept going, well, we'll see. Well, what I saw last game told me a lot. And, you know, the Jets need that. They need to be more balanced in many ways and be a little more aggressive on defense. And Braylon Allen's a guy that can help them just have that one more little special trait to make their offense even better.
Talking with Phil Sen for a couple more minutes. You know, the thing about both of these running backs is they can catch out of the backfield. That catch that Breece Hall made for the touchdown last week was that's like a wide receiver making a catch down the field. And speaking of wide receivers, as we transition to the Giants as they go to the Browns, Malik Nabers really turned it on last week, and so did Daniel Jones. I thought one of the better games that Daniel has played in the last year and a half, 2 years. He was on point. They found Malik Nabers. They got him involved. Their offense did a pretty good job of protecting him. Now they go on the road against Cleveland, who does have one of the best pass rushers in the NFL in Myles Garrett. This is not going to be easy for the Giants this week.
That's an understatement there, Boomer Esiason. As I was watching it, I actually wrote some notes down this morning and said, Boomer, and then I put in parentheses, Bruce Smith.
Thanks.
Okay, that kind of gets you going, doesn't it, thinking about that? And that's what Daniel Jones has coming this week. You know, Myles Garrett is unbelievable, the talent. And first, I'll say this about Cleveland's defense. It is all out every play. And that's bad for the offense, but the good thing is it's all out. So you can, if you can get away from one guy or something good happen, you can get big plays. But boy, they make you pay for everything. And they're extremely, extremely aggressive. Everybody. They really almost overplay every play. They're just willing to take those kind of chances. And, you know, with Jim Schwartz, a defense, not a shock, of course. We all know him very well from wherever he's coached. It's just one thing. Let's just go. And they cover awesome. So this is going to be a big-time test for the New York Giants. How do you keep Myles Garrett out of the backfield? This other guy on the other side is Za'Darius Smith. He's really good. They got to fight Jim Schwartz. And the corners and the secondary of Cleveland, it's awesome. So the Giant receivers, formations, lots of stuff. You're going to help them get open. And just to go back to this, what you said about the game last week by Daniel Jones and Malik Nabers, if he makes the catch, the Giants, I think at worst, are going to go into overtime. I think they would have had a chance to win the game right there with four downs to score a touchdown and eat up the clock and all that, and that didn't happen. So that was a huge play in the game, of course.
I'll preface this by saying I like Brian Daboll a lot. I think he's a good coach, but I do feel like this is could be a tipping point in his career as Giants head coach because of how the schedule gets a hell of a lot tougher. We needed to see them at least win one of these first two games against the Vikings or the Commanders. They lost both of them. He's getting pounded by the media about the Graham Gano kicker stuff.
Just
for the first time, it felt like things were very uneasy with Brian Daboll at the helm. What do you think about his ability to make sure the season doesn't go completely off the rails?
Well, many things, you know, to not let the team, you know, start thinking about some of this stuff and just keep the energy up. And there's many ways to keep the energy up, you know, changing practice, whatever, but really just designing more plays and trying to be a little more creative to help your football team, especially the weak spots, wherever that is on your football team. You know, like last week, I thought they did a good job of, you know, getting the ball to Malik Nabers, a little more stuff on the offense. Daniel Jones runs, I thought, were important. And I think that's what you do as a coach, but you know, it's two games, and they're not going to, I'm sure, inside the building, they're not panicking, but I understand the sense of urgency, especially you're playing a Cleveland Browns team where the defense, they're going to be at home too, of course, Cleveland, they're very good. I mean, very good. So the Giant defense needs to help their offense in this game. Deshaun Watson last week, first half, I thought, oh my gosh, this is the best I've seen him play in a long time. But then he turned into the guy that we've seen again. Every play was taken to the utmost whatever, I'm going to make the play. And he just got out of control, I thought, and played dangerously in a game where they were kind of dominating the pace of play and everything. So maybe the Giants can get him in that situation and get him playing that style of game, which is still not what he's really great at. He's not the same guy we saw in Houston. Everybody's talked about that. It did look better last week, but still not the same guy we saw, you know, years ago making every play with his legs and his arm.
Well, you know, the basic thing for me is I don't think he plays well at home in front of their home fans. Their fans are jittery about his performance and the performance that Joe Flacco gave them last year. You know, he hasn't thrown for over 300 yards as the quarterback of the Browns. Good thing for him, last week he didn't turn it over against Jacksonville. The week before that, he did have two interceptions against the Cowboys. I think he is jittery at home in front of the fans. That's what I think. Now, they got a really good wide receiving core that I'm sure is a little bit frustrated, but that they're not getting enough big plays from the quarterback. But I think there's an opportunity for the Giant defense to get some turnovers here.
Well, listen, first off, Amari Cooper, and I don't know, this doesn't look like the guy I saw last year, just a little bit. It's two games, but whatever. But what you're saying about Deshaun and all that, and what it is true. So playing at home, you know, I kind of forgot your question, Boomer, but, you know, just playing at home, it should be good for you and all that.
But I think the fans are jittery.
Here's what I want to say.
The fans are booing him at home. You know, it's just like Daniel Jones playing in MetLife Stadium, being booed by the hometown fans.
I just got to say this. If you don't get booed, play better. But watching the team, just the difference between what I watch now and what I saw with Joe Flacco is unbelievably different. Joe Flacco, it was all about, we're going to send guys everywhere deep down the field and just get it to them. And I don't see that when I watch them now. I know they're a little beat up. The tackles are beat up, not there, whatever. But still, they were a big, I never forget, Kevin Stefanski, and I listen to these press conferences, and sometimes they tell you something. Last year he goes, we're going to be a play-action team, and we're going to take a lot of shots down the field. And I haven't really seen that when I watched what they're doing this year. So maybe this is the game. They think they can block the Giants' front, give him more time to throw it deeper down the field. And like I said, Joe Flacco was extremely successful doing it last year, but I haven't seen it in these first two games with Deshaun Watson back there.
And this division in the AFC North, and you're going to have the Giants – end up playing every single one of these teams. It's just going to be very difficult for them. What's your assessment been of that division? Because so you got the Steelers at 2-0. You got the Ravens who have lost a couple of games. You have the Bengals who are 0-2. So maybe did we overrate that division a little bit going in?
Hey, you know, I think the first thing, I think Baltimore is real. They're 0-2. I know. And what happened? I watched that game and I was like, wow, I saw that some of those games last year, just like we saw this past week against the Raiders. But no, I don't think we overrated it. And I'm in that group. I think Cleveland can turn it around and really be a really good football team. And of course, Cincinnati, it's the same thing every year. You know, the training camp doesn't go the way you really want it to. The team doesn't get cohesive and get together. And it was there for them last week, but they weren't ready to take it against Kansas City. So, yeah, it's Pittsburgh Steelers. They're playing like the New England Patriots are playing right now, except Pittsburgh has a little more talent to make it look a little bit better. But they're just going to rely on their defense, run the ball, don't take a chance throwing it, extremely careful throwing the football. And Justin Fields is kind of the right kind of guy or quarterback to run an offense like this because he can give it a little something special with a run here and there. So they all have different things, Gio, but I think the division it would not be. It would be long on my deeper on my list of divisions that I'd want to play against. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I think it's, you know, it's week two. Everybody tends to overreact. We're still like in preseason mode, I think, for a lot of these coaches and a lot of these teams. And I think that division in itself is still the toughest division in football because they all have defenses. They all can play. They all have, well, maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers are a little bit suspect at quarterback, but you still have, you know, three really top tier teams. And I think at the end of the year, one of those teams is going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Well, it's like the old set. Was that the black and blue division? Whatever they used to call it.
NFC North.
Yeah, and that's what they are right now. And listen, Pittsburgh, I'll give Justin Fields a lot of credit. He's playing exactly like they want him to play. They're managing the game. They're really doing a great job managing the game on both sides, offense and defense, how they call the plays. And like I said, his number one job, go into the game and just don't turn it over early or make a mistake, and let's work our way into the game, because that Pittsburgh defense, of course, it's real. I mean, it's going to be one of the better ones in the NFL for sure. So that's they're relying on the strength of their team, and they're just trying to supplement it with whatever they do on the offensive side, which is not a lot, but it's been good enough to get them off to a 2-0 start.
All right, Phil, great talking to you. We will talk to you next week, as always. And you want to tell us that promo code again? What's that promo code again?
Phil.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, Gio, you know me. I'm right to the point.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay, that's what it was. But, hey, I look forward to talking to you guys next week. Maybe I'll be in the studio.
All right.
If I come in the studio, what time do you want me in there?
We'll put you on hold. Al can work that out with you. I'll tell you exactly
whatever you need, whatever fits your busy schedule.
Yeah, exactly. We're here for you.
Yes.
Okay. Listen, when I get off the phone, I'm going to walk in the other room and see if my wife disagrees. She's a critic now. What the hell?
You know what? You did a good job today.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
You only insulted me like three times, and that was at the top of the program, so that's all right.
Did I? Really? I didn't insult. I was nice to you, man. Come on. Hey, Boomer, before we go.
Yes.
Couple things, or the big thing. So I was out in San Diego doing a little work yesterday, and I met this girl. And she said, I went to high school with Boomer Esiason. I said, oh, you did? And I said, well, let me ask you a few questions. And I'll leave it there.
All right. I'll leave it there. Okay, good.
I'll just say this. She was very happy to talk about you.
Well, good. That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
All right, Phil, good stuff there.
All right, see you guys. Okay.
He must have been out there shooting a commercial for Balance of Nature.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's probably the work he was doing.
All right.
And I would think.
Oh, okay. Do you know who he talked to?
No, I have no idea.
All right. Maybe it was the ex-girlfriend that we had at Boomer and Geo Live. What was her name again?
Diane.
Maybe it was Diane.
No, it wasn't her.
Because Diane was crushing you at Boomer and Geo Live. I mean, she's out there in San Diego crushing you there, too.
Getting crushed all over the place.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, let's get right to Jerry here. He's got another update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Good morning. Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Mets and Yankees, the theme this morning is the Mets have themselves in position for a playoff spot. Two-game lead now on the Braves. Big part of last night was one Pete Alonso.
0-2 to Alonso. Fastball hit deep to left field. Back goes Wood, onto the track, in front of the wall, it's gone! Into the party deck, a three-run homer for Pete Alonso, his third hit of the game, his 33rd home run of the year, and if he's starting to heat up, his timing could not be better.
Well, that is true.
Holy s***!
On Odyssey Mets Radio, 3-for-5, that home run, a two-run single, 5 RBIs. The Mets beat the Nationals 10-1. Here was Carlos Mendoza kind of echoing what Howie was talking about.
We've been saying it, that guys we're going to have to step up while Lindor is down, and Pete is one of those guys.
And apparently spoke during a meeting on Monday. You also had Luis Angel Acuna going 3-for-4 playing shortstop with his first home run of the game. Here was Alonso, what he likes to see and what he is seeing from the kid.
I know it's only been a few games, but I'm really, really impressed with how he's going about his business. I mean, the playing on the field speaks for itself, but just how he carries himself and goes about his business every day. He's a true pro so far, and that's awesome to see.
So playing the part here in the early going, the Mets now 83-68. Tyler McGill, the win, 6 innings, 2-hit ball. We mentioned the 2-game.
Think about this for a second. You know, think about if this kid turns out to be really good, and then Francisco Alvarez starting to hit home runs now again. Maybe he's starting to feel 100%, and then the emergence of Vientos. I mean, right. That's three really, you know, potentially three really solid players for the next 10 years.
The next new core.
Right.
As they say.
I mean, you know, it's
Alvarez's home run, too, last night. He has to tomahawk that thing. Yes. Yep.
So, that's a great thing for the Mets and the future of the Mets, especially after they, you know, add Juan Soto. It's going to be great.
We mentioned the two-game lead on Atlanta. That's because the Braves did lose to the Reds 6-5. Mets also tied with the Diamondbacks. Arizona beaten in Colorado 8-2. Remember I played the Holy Crap song at 6:30 this morning?
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess someone wanted to show how easy it is to do these songs and had a reply to Evan's Holy Crap song, made a Holy Crap song of their own.
Holy crap! Evan Roberts is a douche! Who did that? That was unbelievable. Is that a listener sent that to you?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say, but I'll give you one other part of it.
Holy crap, Evan Roberts is a douche. Thinking he's smart, but he's just obtuse. He can't stop yapping, taking no cues. Holy crap, man, you got some screws loose, you douche.
Man. That is, so I thought you were going to play, because a guy sent me, he said, this is probably the site that Evan used to make the song, and then he made a Boomer and Geo in the Morning song.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking, so when you're leading into that, I'm thinking, that's what you're going to play, like, this is how easy it is to make the song. I didn't expect, holy crap, Evan Roberts a douche.
One more time.
Holy crap. Evan Roberts is a douche.
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Poor Evan.
Oh, gosh.
I gotta feel bad for Evan.
Well, I mean, he's the one that came up with holy crap, so. Yes. So there's your rebuttal to that. The Yankees, meantime, did beat the Mariners 11-2. Juan Soto, our thriving player of the game.
The pitch. Swing and a high drive driven deep into left center field. Moving back, Rodriguez. He turns, and it's gone! It's a home run! The 200th career home run for Juan Soto!
40th of the season.
Can you play that one more time? Is Susan saying something? In
yeah, she said he did it.
Oh,
the pitch. Swing and a high drive driven deep into left center field. Moving back, Rodriguez. He turns, and it's gone! It's a home run!
Yeah, that's right. And that's why he is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. An 11-2 win. Big night for Soto. Big night for Aaron Judge. A two-run double in the first, two-run single in the second. Here was Soto, his approach, and that big at-bat in the home run.
I mean, just go out there and try to get his best pitch, and that was a fastball. I think we did a great job doing that, going out there, trying to make him make pitches.
And that's what they did, and they took advantage of it. Jason Dominguez also homered, a three-run double for Austin Wells. And Luis Gil, five innings for the win. Nestor Cortes tonight, first pitch on the fan at 9:40. Series continues with a win. The Yankees will clinch a playoff spot. They lead Baltimore by four games atop the AL East. The Orioles got smoked by the Giants by the score of 10-0. Did you see this thing with the Astros and Padres last night? So I will tell you that the Astros wound up beating the Padres in 10 innings. Along the way, Jose Altuve, as I will play here, fouled the ball off his foot, or so he thought.
Ground ball to third, but it's foul ball. According to the second base umpire, he said he didn't foul it off himself. And now the spot of the manager is coming out here. Altuve said he fouled it.
Right. So when the umpire said, no, you didn't, what did he do?
He took his shoe off.
And he's trying to show him where it hit him. And now he's been ejected. Or Espada has anyway. One of them have been ejected. Might have been Altuve.
It was Altuve. He was tossed for, I guess, showing up the umpire, I suppose. But he did miss the call. But that was kind of funny there last night. So the Padres also lost. I think the Mets 2.5 behind San Diego, but two in the loss column. The Giants signed kicker Greg Joseph. Tomorrow night you got the Jets and the Patriots. And I just want to give you a couple here real quick before I get out. You got the Panthers benching Bryce Young. So now you've got all these different opinions. Number one, Mel Kiper of ESPN. He certainly blames the team.
The blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner.
Micah Parsons, who does his podcast, he chimed in.
I don't think he's getting a fair shake at this, but I'm noticing this a lot, especially in these young quarterbacks, right? They're not getting them growing opportunities.
Okay, I know Shannon Sharp also was defending Bryce Young. Well, one guy who is not defending Bryce Young is Stephen A. Smith. He sucks.
It's been an unmitigated disaster. I want to keep y'all in mind. I want to throw some numbers out here for you, Shannon, and for you, Dom. Do you know in the last 10 games, the Carolina Panthers have led for only 10 seconds? I mean, that is an atrocity.
Yes, it is. So he put it all on.
What were those 10 seconds?
I'm not sure. I don't even know. I have no idea. I didn't go back and check their game logs. But yeah, a lot of people are really blaming Tepper and the Panthers for the way they've handled this, for the pieces and players they've put around him. But
maybe they won a game late in the game, like with 10 seconds to go. That's the only way that I could see that could happen.
I don't know.
That is one hell of a stat. God. Is,
he's too small. He's a little bit scared right now. The team has lost total confidence in him. The players, I mean, they don't dislike him. They want him to do well. They'd like him to do well. But, you know, Andy Dalton's going to settle everybody down. They're not going to be that much better, but they'll settle everything down and hopefully give, you know, Bryce a chance to just relax and just sit back and just kind of take it in.
Maybe it'd be better for it.
Yes. Well, that's what you're hoping for, you know, because last year they, I don't want to get into last year because I know too much.
Right.
But all I can tell you is that he just wasn't ready. He's not ready. He's not physically mature enough, nor mentally mature enough to handle the, you know, the intensity that comes along with the position.
And that's the Dolphins are putting Tua on IL and or IR, whatever the hell it's called.
IR.
And
yep.
Tyler Huntley has been signed to actually be Skylar Thompson's backup, according to Mike McDaniel.
Got rid of Mike White just too soon, man. Could have been the story.
That's true.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Has this Bryce Young thing gotten so out of control that you could see him getting traded like Trey Lance got traded? Now, I know that the circumstances are different because Brock Purdy's playing great. They have another guy in a contract. Obviously, that was very easy for them to build around him because he was getting paid nothing and Trey Lance was dealing with injuries. But I make the comparison in the sense that you drafted someone so high and gave up on him so quick.
Yeah, you know, I understand why they kind of sat him down. I don't think they've given up on him. I mean, I guess that's the feeling that everybody has, but he struggled last year mightily. And you remember when Frank had to play Andy Dalton, they go out to Seattle. I think Andy attempted 58 passes, and you could see that the offense could work if you had somebody back there that knew what they were doing. And, you know, Bryce was way in over his head last year, and he is now already on his third head coach. When you take into account he had the initial head coach, the interim head coach, and now his third head coach. This is his second offense in his second year. He doesn't have a lot of great players around him. Andy will make it better for them, but I don't necessarily know that they're giving up on Bryce Young just yet. But I would just say that sitting him on the sideline and letting him kind of take it all in may help him in his development. I mean, we went through this with Sam Darnold. We went through it with Mark Sanchez. We went through it with Baker Mayfield. I mean, it happens. And these guys come out the other end if they end up in the right spot, and maybe they can be serviceable, if not good starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
But then some guys don't.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Zach Wilson. You know, Zach Wilson.
Well, we don't know about Zach Wilson.
No, yeah, we do.
Well,
I mean, he went to a place that didn't have a quarterback and couldn't even become the backup.
First of all, you know, listen. His chances for success here were minimal because of what he was stepping into. He, you know, this team that is there today is not the same team that he was with when he first got here. This team has been building over the last 4 years. He was here with a rookie head coach who's defensive in nature, a rookie offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur's brother, and a bunch of young players, and you're expecting a kid out of BYU to come in here and run the Jets.
I wasn't expecting that. I thought he was going to stink from the beginning.
I know. All right. Okay. Well, I'm just saying
he's done. He can't play.
A lot of times, it basically is depending on who drafts you. As angry as I was, and I can only go through my own kind of history and realize that I was angry when I was drafted in the second round, but thankfully I went to Cincinnati and I had an offensive head coach who was a quarterback himself and who understood what the position meant and how to play it and how to run it and what responsibilities we had.
All right, so let's go over the couple things you said. He came in as a rookie, right, Zach Wilson? He had a rookie head coach who was defensive in nature, and he had a rookie offensive coordinator, right?
Yes.
That sounds like C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, and Bobby Slowick, doesn't it?
Well, Bobby Slowick had been around.
But he's the second season as a team's offensive coordinator, so it was his first year there.
And it's Houston. It's not the Jets.
Okay, so did those things matter or not?
I do think they all matter. I think you got to connect with a play. Listen.
Rob Saleh was not a good head coach.
But we all know that the Jets made a mistake picking him.
Yeah.
And then putting him in the spot that they put him in was a disaster. We all know that, but they also did the same thing with Sam Darnold. They didn't learn. They did the same thing with Mark Sanchez.
It was a different regime. So it's
different regimes, different coaches. Every coach thinks that they have the answer to unlock everybody's greatness. But you know, who knows? I don't know where Zach Wilson's going to be 3 or 4 years from now. If you would have asked me 3 or 4 years ago, where was Sam Darnold going to be? I don't necessarily know that I would have said that he would have been the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings under Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I'll tell you. Well, first of all, Bobby
tried and failed. According to many, he tried in Carolina and failed. And that's why he ended up in San Francisco.
Right, but a couple of things. One, Bobby Slowick, that was his first year as an offensive coordinator, was last year. Two, Sam Darnold was brought in as a backup to compete. I got hair in my mouth somehow. Got brought in as a backup to compete with Baker Mayfield for the starting job. Lost to Baker Mayfield the starting job, but then got it back, and then Baker Mayfield somehow got traded to the Rams before ending up with the Bucs. So then he was still in the mix there, then brought in by one of the best organizations in football to back up their guy, whereas Zach Wilson comes from the Jets, goes to the Broncos. They've got what's the other guy's name? Obviously, Bo Nix, Jared Stidham. So they got Bo Nix, Jared Stidham, and him, and he's still the third-string quarterback.
So at least Sam Darnold was looked at by other organizations as someone who could start or be a backup in a case something bad goes wrong. This guy goes to one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, allegedly, in Sean Payton, and the guy's still the third string quarterback.
How's that offense working when you don't have Drew Brees running it?
Yeah, I agree.
The other thing, too, I just want to say, I'm not here to dump on Zach Wilson. I'm just giving you my perspective as to why he failed here. You know, Bryce Young could be failing for different reasons down there, but I think a lot of people are looking at the impetuous owner, and I think the owner really wanted Bryce Young. That's who he wanted to draft because he was coming out of Alabama, just like Tua was coming out of Alabama. And they were talking about, remember, do we take how many? Brian Flores for the Miami Dolphins wanted Justin Herbert. And I can understand why. I mean, he's impressive. And when you compare him to Tua physically, there's no comparison. And it's the same thing with C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young. You know, but I just think a lot of it has to do with, like, are you in the right place at the right time with the right coach?
And sometimes you just stink. You know,
true. Like, some guys can't handle it, like a Jamarcus Russell couldn't handle it.
Right.
Zach
Wilson sucks.
Well, Zach Wilson couldn't handle it.
He couldn't handle it either. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can't handle it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the statistics, there are more guys that fail than actually make it when they're that high of a draft pick.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and
it's sad. It's a tough situation.
Because usually also the teams that are the worst in football, the ones drafting those quarterbacks.
Like, to me, whoever the team is that hires this Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator from Detroit, he's not going to go. Like, he could have went to any team he wanted to last year. I think he turned down the Panthers. And he said, no, I'm not going there. Smart. Nobody wants to go there anymore. I mean, of course, you want the job. You want to take it. You think you can fix it, so you're going to take it. And Dave Canales is finding that out, just how difficult that is. But, you know, whoever hires Ben Johnson next year, I believe he'll get a job. He'll be the perfect coach for whatever young quarterback that he either drafts or he inherits. Because he's done a great job with Jared Goff. But then again, that team has been building over the last 2 or 3 years, and they've hit on a lot of draft choices.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.